This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the through lines of the changes in the Chinese economy over the past 10 or 15 years has been the massive internal migration over there. People moving in huge numbers, in the millions, from rural countryside to big cities looking for work. If current trends hold, the number of people living in Chinese cities is expected to hit a billion within the next 15 years. One of the things politicians in Beijing are going to be thinking about this week as the annual National People's Congress continues is how to make sure all those new city residents have a place in the world's second biggest economy. And early signs are it's not going to be easy, as our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
Imagine close to the entire population of the U.S. picking up and moving somewhere else. That's the scale of China's urbanization campaign, 250 million farmers moving to the city over the next 15 years. For those Chinese nervous about how this will transform, well, everything in their country, Premier Li Keqiang told his countrymen not to worry.
We will strive to ensure everyone has equal opportunity, regardless of whether you come from the city or the countryside.
These soothing words echoing the government's Chinese dream, the theme of leader Xi Jinping's new China, haven't made believers of everyone. Here in southwest China, the city of Chongqing is being used as a test case. The government is persuading millions of farmers to move to the city. When I ask a group of them, how's it going? I get an earful. Tan Songshu, who just moved from her farm to a low-rent urban housing project, says if this is part of a national test, it's already an epic fail.
In the countryside, we grow our own vegetables and slaughter a pig when we want to eat. Here, everything costs money. Electricity, water, rent, food, everything.
Dozens of curious onlookers not in agreement. We're standing in the shadow of more than a dozen gray towers, each 30 stories high. The city built them to house more than 50,000 transplants from the farm. Above the courtyard hangs a red propaganda banner. It says, "Deepen reform and unleash the power to realize the Chinese dream." It's sandwiched between banners warning residents about gas leaks and stray dogs. Many here say they've forfeited their farms to the government in exchange for urban residency, which provides health, retirement, and education benefits for their children. But others, like Mrs. Tan, refuse to give up her land. Her apartment here belongs to her son.
The government offered me $200 to change my status from a rural to an urban resident. They said it would be good for me, but I didn't believe them.
Chongqing's urbanization program is willing to give rural Chinese access to urban schools and health care for a price. The government wants their land. Many, like Tan, are refusing to part with their land, putting a kink in China's urbanization plan.
In the last 10 or 15 years, China has been wanting to change the economy into a more consumption-driven economy and not rely on export and investment.
Kam Wing Chen is a professor at the University of Washington. He says China's government will have to give better incentives to rural Chinese to persuade them to move to the city.
The issue is that China needs to create a larger consumption class.
In other words, China's plan for an urban consumer-based economy is at risk. And even if farmers are persuaded to move to the city, they may not become model consumers. In the Chongqing district of Xinqiao, I ask another group of urbanized farmers how they like life in the city. It seems everywhere I go in this city, this question causes a social disturbance. Within minutes, 24 people crowd around my microphone to complain. Their apartments are older. Wang Shuiying says they're in terrible shape. She says most of the farmers haven't found jobs in the city. They do nothing but sit around.
After the local government took our land and demolished our homes, they put us here. But we still had to pay money. They told us the value of our old homes wasn't enough to cover the cost of these tiny apartments.
The Xinjiang government refused interview requests from Marketplace. But the displaced people here say local officials who sold their farmland made a killing. They say the money was embezzled so that party officials could buy luxury cars and fancy apartments. In Chongqing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.